The following program is a brief timeline of sample-based music produced, researched and presented by Tally Youth Service for Oiga and Curious Broadcasts. To start the program off, let's jump back to the 1940s and talk about Music Concrète and its pioneers.
Pierre Schaeffer composed The Five Cities of Noise in 1948, which included The City of Trains, which is a piece of music made entirely from the sound of trains. Schaeffer is widely recognised for his electronic and experimental music, at which stands his role as chief developer of Music Concrète. Edgar Varèse was another French composer with an obsession and vision for using samples and found sounds. In 1958, Varèse created one of the most relevant pieces in the development of electronic music, Poème électronique. The piece was made up of noises and sounds not usually considered musical. Poème has since influenced and been sampled by numerous contemporary artists such as DJ Shadow, Amon Tobin and Herbie Hancock.
I'd like to say that we mentioned a moment ago that we're interested in it.
Pierre Henry studied at the Paris Conservatory from 1938 to 1948. He's been sampled by big names such as Fatboy Slim and Busta Rhymes. His music has also been sampled for the theme song of the show Futurama. The Beatles got the inspiration for the name of their single being for the benefit of Mr. Kite in a 19th century circus poster that John Lennon found in an antique shop. Lennon lifted the title and nearly all of the lyrics directly from the old circus poster and essentially sampled the content. When the song was originally recorded, George Martin instructed Jeff Emmerich to cut the tape into pieces, throw them up in the air and put them back together at random. And when it was put back together, they decided to make that one the final take. The Sugar Hill Gang is an American hip-hop group known mostly for their hit Rapper's Delight in 1979, the first hip-hop single to become a top 40 hit. The song samples the instrumental track from the classic hit Good Times by Chic as its foundation. This was the track that brought the world's attention onto hip-hop culture. The Winstons were a funk and soul band from the 1960s. They wrote a song called Amen Brother. The drum break is 6 seconds long and has been sampled in countless songs. This is the most sampled song ever and is a cornerstone for genres such as drum and bass, hip hop and dubstep. The sample was used extensively in early hip hop and sample bass music and became the basis for drum and bass and jungle music.
We're up to our long-distance dedication, and this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. That's the letter U and the numeral 2. The four-man band features Adam Clayton on bass, Larry Mullen on drums, Dave Evans, nicknamed The Edge, on... This is bullshit. Nobody cares. These guys are from England, and who gives a... Oh,
yeah. Negative Land is an experimental sound and collage band, which originated in San Francisco Bay in the late 1970s. In 1991, the band released their single with the title U2, displayed in very large type on the front of the packaging, and Negative Land in a smaller typeface. The song within were skits of U2's well-known 1987 song, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Negative Land became involved in a lawsuit with U2's record label, Island Records, which brought them the widespread publicity that they have today. And Dr. Dre, We Want Easy.
Boy, you should have known by now, Easy Does It.
Easy Does It was released on September 16th, 1988, under the Ruthless and Priority Records record label. We Want Easy was a single produced by Dr. Dre and features his voice on the track. The song samples from a 1977 song, Out of the Name is Bootsy Baby by Bootsy Collins.
Can't touch this.
Stanley Kirkburrell, also known as MC Hammer, is considered a forefather of pop rap. MC sold more than 50 million records worldwide. He started his music career in a Christian rap group called the Holy Ghost Boys, then later decided to try producing and pursuing a solo career. MC Hammer is mostly known for his 1990 single Can't Touch This. This was later known to be the birth of a whole new genre of pop rap. The single sold over 5 million copies and now has over 16 million views on YouTube. Rick James sued MC when the song was released as it has an uncanny resemblance to his song Super Freak.
You got an organ going there, no wonder the sound has so much body.
Shadow. The album Introducing is made completely out of sampled elements, including hip-hop, jazz, funk and psychedelia, as well as old television shows, interviews and percussion tracks. The song Organ's Owner samples three different parts of older songs. Melody from Giorgio Moroder's Tears, drums from Tim and Bill's Someone, vocal samples from Samson and Delilah, There's a DJ in Your Town. Daft Punk Around the World from 1997 was a number one hit worldwide and has been sampled, remixed and covered many times. Around the World has also been sampled from Chic's Good Times.
I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my mean in condos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry, cruising down A Street, off white legs.
And the hits keep coming from sample-based music. Jay-Z and Alicia Keys' smash hit Empire State of Mind samples heavily from the moments Love on a Two-Way Street. And from Isaac Hayes' Breakthrough.
Yeah, I'm out that Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street.
That's our story about sampling. So we can hear that from the 1940s to now, everyone has been sampling others. In one way we could say that everything is a remix. Is that a bad thing? Or are we just evolving music to the next level? We definitely think it's a good thing. So much so that we made our own track. See if you can spot who we sampled from. Concrete Creates is a Tally youth service for Oga Studio 24 project that has been produced by Curious Progress and featured Mark Ribbon. Kate Doyle and Carlos Foster. Chelsea McNeil.
Come on, baby, feel the vibe. Let me take you on a ride.
Dylan Savage. Craig Donegan. Jenna Hogan. Karen Sewell. Lauren Sewell. Stephanie Cairns. Gavin Perry and Rebecca Morris. Thanks for listening.